Dina, is you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and let you give us our open selection for tonight.
Okay. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will
another day. Thank you how you bless us to see another Thursday night. Yes. Thank you for how you set our teachers before us to teach us the pure word of God. And we thank God for that. And Lord, we thank you. Let us not just only hear the word, but let us apply it to our everyday life so that we might be a blessing to somebody else. And Lord, we ask that we thank you for your grace and your mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Okay, like, welcome everybody back to Thursday night's Bible study. And we continue our lesson with talking with God. And tonight our speaker is going to be Linda. So we're going to come right over.
Good evening, everybody. I'd like to be in here, and also looking at today, National Day of Prayer, and the topic, though our lessons are talking with God, and this topic tonight is a sweet hour of prayer. In the book of Genesis, the second chapter, seventh verse, we learn that God created man in his image to fellowship with him. As we further read on, we learn of God spending time with Adam and Eve, walking through the Garden of Eden in the cool of the day. And that's in Genesis, the 3rd chapter, 17th verse. Can you imagine having an opportunity to fellowship with God as Adam and Eve had an opportunity to be in his presence? As the book of Psalms 38:4 reads, "O taste and see that the Lord is good." Just spending time with the Lord in prayer. We learn that once Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, they were cast out in Genesis, the 3rd chapter, 1-24. Once they were cast out, man was given instructions to make burnt offerings to God through the priest for their sins to be forgiven in Leviticus, the 4th chapter, 1-35. And I was looking in Daniel, and we learned about Daniel, how he devoted his prayer time to the Lord, even willing to give up his life to plead and meet with God 3 times a day. Daniel, the 6th chapter, 10-8, and Daniel, and also 4-9. Though he defied the laws of his earthly king, knowing he would be thrown into the lion's den, he met with God 3 times a day to pray, meeting his heavenly father, spending time with him 3 times a day. He met with God, confessed his sins, and repented. He opened his heart up to listen to the word of the Lord. When I read in Daniel where he was in the lion's den, I reflect on Psalms 150 and 6. When it says, "Let everything that hath breath praise you the Lord." And I can imagine Daniel, as he is praying, the lions are roaring out praises unto the Lord. You know, because God just transforms things. And I can just imagine the beauty of it, all of them in that place in peace. And then I was looking at where it says, I just want to read a few words from that song, "Sweet Hour of Prayer." It was written by William W. Walker. And it says, "Sweet Hour of Prayer. Sweet Hour of Prayer that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of darkness and distress and grief, my soul has often found relief and often escaped the tempter's snare by thy return, sweet hour of prayer." To say these words alone, savoring on that sweet conversation you are about to embark upon with the Lord, brings one to the essence of the Lord's presence as one makes preparation to enter into the special place with just me and thee. In Psalms 104, it says, it teaches us to enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. The psalm says, "That calls me from a world of care. In my Father's presence, I can lay all my troubles on the world down. Here at my Father's throne, I can make all my wants and wishes known to the one who cares for me, just as Daniel did." In the epistle to the Hebrews, which was attributed by Apostle Paul, we are taught that the true Holy of Holies is the heaven into which Jesus has now entered to appear in virtue of his own sacrifice in the presence of God for us in Hebrews 9:11. Restrictions is now removed and the way into the holiest is made open for all his people in Hebrews 10:19. Just imagine in that sweet hour that you have with the Lord in his presence, praying and praising and speaking to him. When you spend time with God, we can receive God's plans for our lives. We can receive direction from him on which steps to take. and decisions to make for our lives. There are numerous stories in the Bible of people who spent time with God, and we see how him directing them on various aspects of their life. Whenever the Lord wanted to give direction to the Israelites, he always required Moses to go to the mountain and spend time with him. And that's in Exodus, the 9th chapter. In Exodus also, the 3rd chapter, the 18th verse. And the 10th commandments were given to Moses on that same mountain. We too can receive direction from God, just like Moses, if we choose to spend time with him. Now, thank you for listening to what I had to say, and let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. It's one verse I wrote down that I pray that you all will look at, take your time, and read it. I'm not going to tell you anything about it. I'm just going to give you the scripture, and I pray that you all will allow the Holy Spirit into your soul and speak to you when you read this. It's Matthew, the 26th chapter, 40 through 45. And God bless you. Thank you. And I got all these scriptures written down, so if y'all ready, I will read them all to you.
What's the one you just said? Matthew what?
Hold on. Matthew
46.
Uh-huh.
44, 45.
Yes.
Okay.
And the scriptures.
Thank you.
Did you say something else?
No, I said thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. I had Genesis, the 2nd chapter, 7th verse. Genesis, the 3rd chapter, 17. And if I'm going too fast, tell me. We had Psalm 34, chapter, the 8th verse. And Genesis 1 through 24, Leviticus 4, 1 through 35, Daniel 6, 4 through 9 and 10 through 18, Psalms 150, the 6th verse, Psalms 100, the 4th verse, Hebrews 9:11. Hebrews 10:19 through 20, Exodus 19 and the 3rd chapter, the 3rd verse, I'm sorry, 19th chapter, 3rd verse, Exodus, the 3rd chapter, the 18th verse, Psalms 19 chapter and the 14th verse, and the last one was Matthew 26 chapter, 40 through 45.
Okay, could you repeat Leviticus?
Absolutely. That was the 4th chapter. Yeah. 1 through 35.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. God bless you.
Okay. Thank you, Linda. Moving on. Our 32nd night will be done by Jan Chamber. Chamber.
Good evening. My 32nd tonight comes from a writer that many of you may know. Her name is Priscilla Shire. And it says, most of our days are filled with routine duties required for life to continue with any sort of sanity. But if we take the time to look closely, we might discover that God is using these normal activities to prepare us for future tasks, each duty pointing to his blessing in our lives. May God bless this work. Amen. Thank you.
Okay. Moving right along, we're going to go ahead and open the line up for inputs and updates. I'd like to give an update on my sister. Thank God. It went well. I got that home, and I'm doing good.
Amen. Amen. I would like to request a prayer for my son, who is having surgery on the 6th, prostate surgery, so all prayers are asked of me.
Okay.
for him, and thank you.
This is Jessie. I had the procedure, everything went well, and I just thank God for Jesus. Thank you for praying for me. I appreciate it.
Amen. Yes. This is Lorraine. I would like to ask each and every one to be in prayer with me. On May the 14th, I go in for cataract surgery on one eye, and then on the 17th of May, I go in for them to do surgery on the second eye. I'm asking each and every one to keep me in your prayers.
Well, do, amen.
Excuse me? Did you ask me a question?
I would like to ask everybody for prayer on the 28th of May at 4 o'clock. I got an appointment. I have to get two wisdom teeth taken out, and they're going to do them by oral surgeon. And everybody that knows me knows I'm allergic to pain. So just pray that God has guided the hand of the one who's going to be doing it. My teeth feel fine, but I'm afraid if I keep them in, they might get infected again. So.
Okay, moving along, there's no more inputs and updates. We'll go right into roll call.
Good evening, everyone.
Okay, no problem.
Good evening. No mistake, last week we had 38 people on the line, and we thank God for each and every one. And at this time, we're going to roll call Virginia.
Yes.
Here. Sandy.
Here.
Richard and Willamay?
Here.
Janet?
Here.
Danny and Juanita?
Yeah.
Robert and Portia?
Here.
Oli? Gloria?
Here.
Reverend Maddie?
Here.
Pastor Burwell.
Here.
Gracie. Linda.
Huh. Here.
Mom.
Here.
Yes. Bradford.
Here.
Barbara.
Here.
Linda.
Here.
Deborah. Yes. Lorraine Jones.
Here.
Carolyn.
Here.
Chris and Dorothy.
Here.
Josephine.
Here.
Carolyn.
Here.
Charlotte.
Here.
Hey. Tim. Tina Strong.
Here.
Todd.
Here.
Honda. Jesse.
I'm here.
Yeah. One. Brent.
Here.
Michael. Tanya, one. Fran. Valencia, Lorraine, Lisa, Did I miss anyone?
Angela here, Aunt Nisha.
Okay. Okay, Angela. Anyone else?
Hey, Nisha, Grace here.
Okay, thank you. Okay, back to you, Uncle Corum.
All right, thank you. Okay, turn it over to Pastor Farewell for our closing prayer. I just want to make this a quick announcement. For those that don't know, I think this coming Sunday will be Pastor Burwell's number, the second anniversary at the church there. So what I've been doing, and reached out to several people today, and what we were trying to do is get a donation from the Thursday night Bible study member to present to her on her second anniversary at the church. So if you'd like to participate, just get a hold of me. Either I'm pretty sure a lot of you have a Reverend Maddie's number and stuff. Just get on her and give her a number, and we'll make sure that we get it on Sunday. Okay? All right. And coming up next week, our opening prayer will be done by Willie Mae Jones, and our 32nd will be done by at the Moon Gunner Block, Danny Willis. Okay, and with that said, we're going to turn it over to Pastor Burwell for our closing prayer.
Most precious Heavenly Father, God, we come before you again tonight. We thank you for another Thursday night, God, giving us an opportunity to fellowship with you, talk with you. I thank you for everyone that's on the line. God, we want you to bless everyone, God, and use them for your glory. We thank you for this day. You said this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, I thank you, God, tonight for our Bible study teacher. Lord, did a wonderful job. God, I thank you for it, God. I ask that you would continue to bless her and use her, God, for your glory, God. Lord, we thank you for everyone that had an active part, God, in the Bible study, the singing, God. Oh, God, just 30 seconds, Lord. Use us, God, like never before. We thank you for all of these things, God. We don't want to take it for granted, but we love you. We appreciate you, God. Oh, God, and we thank you for what you're going to do, what you already done. Oh, God, we thank you for our family, God. Keep us together, God, and our extended family, God. Let us have that unity and fellowship together. Bind us together, God, if any unforgiveness spirit in our heart, Lord, move it out, Jesus. Give us a forgiving spirit, God, that we'll love one another. We'll treat one another right, God. Lord, I thank you tonight for everything that you have done and what you're about to do for us, God. Keep our children safe in school as well. God, watch over them, God. Oh, God, we can't ask you enough. You said if we make our request known unto you, God. Lord, God, that you'll give us the desires of our heart. Bless every one of us, God. Oh, God, I thank you right now for the many requests tonight. We thank you for touching Robert, Lord, healing him, God. Lord, completely, Jesus. You took him in and brought him back out safe, God. Lord, we thank you for that. We don't want to take it for granted. Lord, we thank you right now for Jesse. Oh, God, doing well, God. We thank you for Warren, God, the surgery coming up, Lord. God, I thank you right now for the eye surgery of the young lady. God, I know that you are a doctor. You are our lawyer, God. It's nothing too hard for you, God. You are able to do more than what we can think or ask, God. Lord, do it for us tonight. We thank you right now. Remember Carol, God. Oh, God, she wants her surgery done on her teeth, God. Lord, you can numb every pain, God. You can take her in and bring her out safe, God. Lord, I should have blessed, God, the anniversary on Sunday. God, make it special, God. Oh, God, and use everyone that's going to come, Lord. God, and bless them, God, and use every one of us, God. We thank you in advance. We bow the enemy right now in the name of Jesus as they travel up and down the highway, God. Watch over everyone, God. We thank you for keeping our body healed, God, this day. God, continue to bless us, and we thank you in advance for what you're going to do. We ask all these blessings in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you everyone for being on the line tonight, and we look forward to having you back next week. With that said, we're going to say good night to everyone.
Good night. Good night.